Christina Abt has four books out there, books she now self-publishes. She's come up with a way to get them sold, involving book clubs and travel.
Someone will invite me to stay with them, and then they'll help me put together four or five book clubs that want to read my book. And I don't ask for any money, but I ask them to buy the books from me. So now I publish my own books, so now I'm making 75% on each book instead of the 12% or 5% or 2% I would have made with a publisher. They invite me to come. I have air miles, and they let me stay with them. And the next thing you know, I'm going home with $500-$800 in my pocket.
Marty Gorman is CEO of Buffalo Heritage Press, a local publisher of glossy, beautifully printed books about local topics, books you can send to out-of-town relatives and remind them where they're from.
I publish gifts that are cleverly disguised as books, and they all have a purpose, and the majority of them, the purpose is to instill pride in Buffalo, is to engender respect for Buffalo, to change people's perception of Buffalo, to celebrate this fine city.
The local publishing crowd is across the board, from fiction to history and neighborhood history. It's also increasingly multicultural. Marilyn Foote pitches her Puddinhead series of Christian books to local churches, preaching traditional values. Foote also has a big push from Buffalo Spree for Puddinhead and the Christmas Poem. Foote says it isn't just the physical book.
My books are e-books as well, so then I do satisfy that market. So if they really want to get it in an e-book, they can. And so that's where all the authors have to make sure that they publish and they make sure they have ebook options too.
Gorman says there are a lot of people who want to tell their stories.
It could be anyone. Everyone has a story to tell. How well you tell it makes a difference. And there are multiple ways to publish. There's the big time in New York that has some high bars, and there's self-publishing that has a very low bar. In between, there's hybrid publishing, and that's the gap that Buffalo Heritage Press is filling, to partner with authors to produce the most professional, the most beautiful book possible.
Some books start small and expand, like the Black Rock Historic Photo Project. That started as a look at businesses in the community and built into a community history. Lawyer Mark Peschko worked on the resulting book.
When the call went out by Rob Niemietz to have people submit photos, he initially wanted to see pictures of businesses past and present. But over the years, people started submitting pictures not only of businesses, but industry, their family, schools, churches, events that took place at the Polish Cadets Hall, which is still in existence at Grant and Amherst Street.
Alice Luisi stresses social media and pushing her books about a nun who becomes a private detective. Most recently, None After the Other.
I find you can't just do nothing but promote on social media. You have to make connections with people. And that is what I do. I forge bonds. We talk food. We talk other stuff. And then they spread the word. Also, my publisher does social media promotion and other promotion, because you need promotion from a publisher to really move a book.
That's what it's all about, moving those books. And there are a lot of ways to do it, turning that I have a story into ink on paper. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.